Well, hello, everybody, and thanks for joining today's business building session. This is the coach, Bill Sparkman. I want to start off by also thanking Security National Mortgage for sponsoring today's podcast. I think it's going to be a good one. I think you'll be glad you were here. I know you had many choices, and you chose to be on this call. So let's make that a good decision. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to be offering my latest updated and upgraded tips and tools and tricks and strategies for using what I call robotic marketing or automated marketing strategies, really that you can use to generate leads 24/7. Now, I know with the current environment, we do have to go through a lot more suspects to find better prospects. And we just need more leads to find the better ones. So these systems that we'll talk about today and upgrades will help at least deliver more opportunities. And then you'll have to do your thing to turn those suspects into prospects and those prospects into clients. This is going to be sort of the ultimate reverse prospecting strategies and campaigns, or what I also refer to as your inbound marketing machines that can be created from this type of marketing. So here's the objective. Very simple. I want to give you some tangible, easy-to-use ideas to help you create predictable income and grow your business. And I say easy to use. I don't want to make this like this is some big high-tech conversation we're going to have. We will be looking at some new technology, but I promise it's going to be things that you will be able to get involved in if you choose very easily. So listen for a nugget or two that you'll be able to use. Now, I don't want to make this sound like it's just going to be a big download idea strategy session. I'm going to give you several different ideas, but I want you to listen for the one or two that you will actually take action on. That'll make this call worthwhile. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of ideas, and I guess I could have just sent out a an email or a memo or another article. So these ideas now you're going to be able to use in a couple of different ways. One, with your own consumer direct marketing. And the consumer direct marketing today we do is to generate buyers, pre-approve them, and give them to our realtors to create unbreakable alliances. Now that's so a lot of these ideas you'll be able to use for that. But you'll also be able to use some of these in partnership with your realtor referral sources and your realtor partners in helping them turn their listings into 24/7 marketing machines. And I think, so I want you to kind of listen for both ways, things you can do for yourself and things that you can also bring to your realtor partners. Hang in to the end. I've got a gift for all of you on the call today that I'll offer up at the end, and I think you'll be glad that you are here again today. So I guess the first disclaimer, I guess it's more like a disclaimer, is this type of marketing that we're going to talk about today, it can't replace the other types of marketing that you're involved in. For instance, your relationship-based marketing, database marketing, seminar and educational marketing. I think balance is the key word. It's really balancing high tech and high touch. And I also believe you have to use all the available technology today to reach today's consumer. And you can't do that using yesterday's tools. I think you've got to be all in. So this is just another type of marketing, automated marketing. But again, no, I don't think it's any more or less important than the high touch and reach out marketing that you do in building relationships in that way. So here's what I'm going to start and give you examples of what's working with the highest results and the lowest costs. And most of it's going to be free. I think that'll that's always, I'm cheap. I know just about every free marketing strategy there is, but I'm going to give you the ones that it seems like we're either altering or upgrading our technology in this industry almost daily. So these are examples from loan officers across the country that I'm coaching that are using these particular strategies. And again, we're changing and upgrading, and that's what you're going to get today. The ones with the highest results and the lowest costs. And by the way, and the ones that can generate what you're all interested in, and that's more business. Let's keep it simple. I want to start with, it's something that I'm pretty passionate about, and it starts with your website. Now, I believe and I promote that every loan officer needs to have their own personal website. Now, that's remember, everything I'm giving you today is what I believe. You know, this is kind of like my way. But I believe whether your company has a corporate website or not, I still think you need your own personal site. I mean, it's just, and it's more than branding. I'm not much on, oh, we need to brand ourselves. I'm okay with branding, but I guess if it wasn't, we wouldn't even carry a business card. But I think it's a bigger issue. For me, the website can become a 24/7 lead generating machine if it's set up right. The cost of your own website today is negligible. It's so affordable that I think it's really open to the possibility for everyone to at least start with their own website. And I mean one that that you can change without going to some webmaster, one that you can add a page or two without making it a big deal or paying more money. So I think it is affordable. A couple of them that I like is one's called lenderhomepage.com. I think that's really got a lot of muscle to it, and the price is ridiculous. And another one I like is called etraffickers.com. Just E and then traffic and then ERS, etraffickers.com. Both of those, if you don't have a website, I would suggest at least taking a look at those. Now, let's figure out a way to capture some leads. You know, it's more like turning visitors into leads. And I think that the point of having a website isn't just to see how many people you can get to visit it. Who cares? Somebody, you get 1,000 people come to your website today, big deal. How many leads did you capture? How can you follow up with those people? So I think it starts with, that's the overall concept, is I want people to get there, but now I've got to have ways to turn those that do arrive and give them some reason to what I call to opt in. And I think that's where that website becomes a lead machine. We have to get those that you have visit your website to opt in their information so you can continue to market to them. So at the very basic level, I think that, and this is probably less than 1 out of 10 websites that I look at every day, and I probably look at between 25 and 50 websites a day. I'd say less than 1 out of 10 has any sort of a welcome, an audio welcome. And I mean, given that that's free, think about this. I say your website's just your store, okay? Figure it's just your store, and you did whatever you did to get people to come into your store. They got to your website. Most stores I go into, they have someone there that at least says, hi, thanks for coming in, or there's somebody that will welcome you. And so I think it's no less important on your website. And again, I say it's free to have you say something if somebody clicks on your site. Hi, this is Bill Sparkman. Thanks for visiting my website. I hope that you're going to find something there today that's going to help whatever. So I think it's just having that. There's something about hearing your voice that begins the connection with the person that's visiting your website. Now, that welcome also has to include a call to action. I'm glad you visited my website today. And before you leave, please take a look at my new book. It's called Clear to Close and blah, blah, blah. For you, make sure that there is a call to action of some kind. You got them to your store. You know, all these buttons with the mortgage calculators and, I mean, really. Now, if you have the free reports, I'm good with that, but make it a call to action. And before you leave today, be sure to get a copy of my free report called whatever it might be. So you have that opportunity. Articles, reports, an e-book. Why don't you have an e-book on your website? They're only about $4 to have one. You could be the author. Take a look at the plrstore.com. That's where I go to get a lot of reports, articles, and ebooks. PLR store, and it's the plrstore.com. PLR stands for private label rights. That means when you purchase one of their articles or reports, I don't have time to write articles, but for 99 cents, I can get a pretty good article. and with authorship rights released. So take a look at that. It's just muscle it up a little bit. You could even put audio podcast. What if you had a button that just said Home Buyer University? And somebody could click there, and you could tell them to, if you had an audio welcome. And they could click there, and there's four or five different little audios that they can just click and listen to you talk about a pertinent subject that's relevant today, as long as they opt in with their email. See, that's why you want to offer the reports, the articles, the e-books, the little podcasts. We want their email address. That's all I ask for, is just email. I don't care their name, their company, just their email address, because now we have a permission-based source of continuous marketing to them. So the podcast. Now, if you really want to step it up a notch, how about you could definitely add a video. I'm okay with that. But you see, for me, I know that if I keep it simple enough, it's going to be pretty tough not to have the audio. You could use the service we're using today, freeconferencecall.com. You could create an audio welcome, and you could post it right on your website. You could do that in less than 15 minutes, I mean, at the most. So, but now, if you did want to, of course, there's plenty of free free video vendors, everything from iJot to Vidler.com, Screener.com. There's plenty of them. But again, I'm okay with that. Now they actually hear you, and now they see you. So I think that's all good. And a blog. That's the simplest of all. It's free. Have something to say. If you believe in this business, you believe in yourself, you believe in your product, then I think you ought to stand up and shout about it and do that a couple of times a week. And with WordPress or any of the others, it's free. And blogging, I don't really know how it works. I have no idea. But I blog every day, and I know that my rankings on my website have shot through the roof, so it has to have something to do with blogging. So let's leave it with that. Website, I think you should have your own. Kick it up. Give it some muscle. Have that call to action. Have an audio welcome. If you want to add video, you're okay. But you've got enough right there. If you just did that, you've just added an incredible piece to your website that you have now existing, or the one that you're gonna that you can get. Okay, number two. Let's move on. I'm gonna say Facebook Business Fan Page, but then I'm gonna give you a couple of new tricks and tools we're using with that. And again, I think that you should all have a Facebook business page now. Not, I guess you can have your Facebook personal page. That's nice, but the fan page is where we're trying to gain some momentum and also position it as a marketing piece. So first of all, they're easy to create. They're free. It's about five clicks and you've got one, and all you do then is upload your contact information, a picture of you, whatever. If you don't know how to do it, all you have to do is let me know. I'll be happy to send you my little five clicks to set up your business page. Now, here's where it starts to turn a bit. I want to ask you, who's your target now? Because remember that Facebook business page, it's a marketing machine. Who do you want to aim it at? Maybe that's a better way to say it. I would suggest in your business, I would aim it at realtors. Well, how would you do that? Well, you can create, first of all, a name for your business page. Pretty neat. It's your business, so you can make up a name. How about what if it was facebook.com/free-realtor-marketing-tips, and that was your business page. And every time you met a realtor, sent a realtor, had anything printed on your web, everywhere you went, you promoted your Facebook business page as free marketing realtor marketing tips. What that would do is it would drive people now to your Facebook page, and you're as well driving them to your website and giving them enough information where we can hopefully generate that inbound lead we're looking for. So, by the way, this is something that you could teach once you have your business page set up. And believe me, after this call today, in a few minutes, you could have one. Once you have yours, it's a great topic to either talk to or teach your realtors. I'd say probably 60 to 70% of realtors don't have a business page. They have a Facebook page, but they don't have a fan page or a business page. So it makes it really a good topic for you. Now, here's the ninja ad strategy that goes along with that Facebook business page. Have you ever noticed that on the right side of your Facebook page, if you have one, there's all those ads. They're pictures of people, they're links, they're whatever. And were you ever curious of, it's kind of interesting, all that's the ads that are on my Facebook page are things that I'm interested in. I always wondered how they do that. How do they know I was interested in this kind of information or what have you? Well, it's pretty simple. Here's what I want you to consider. First of all, I want you to identify a target realtor. So pick one. Pick one that you went, man, I wish I could meet that realtor. That's a top hitter in my area. So first of all, you identify their name. Second of all, you go to their Facebook page. How do you find their Facebook page? Well, go to their website, and it's probably got a little button, but go to their Facebook page and then read their profile. Oh, the kind of movies they like, the kind of books that are their favorite, the television shows they like, where they went to school. It's amazing how much information Facebook has on people. Anyway, so read their profile, and then you ask Facebook to place an ad on their website, right-hand side of their page. Now, remember, you can't have Facebook place an ad on a certain person, but you can say to Facebook, and I'm talking in our terms here, say to Facebook, I'd like to place an ad on the Facebook page of people that are interested in these movies, this television, these kind of books. Anyway, you can really narrow it down to the exact person that you'd like to place your ad on. Now, here's where the affordability comes in. Now that ad is on the right-hand side of that particular realtor. It's right on their Facebook. Every time they open their Facebook, there you are. They see you right there. If you have a picture there, obviously you probably would, and you might have a link to your website. I don't know. But the key is you're there not only on their their Facebook page. Every Facebook page they go to, you're also on that page. I mean, how cool is this? Those are called impressions. Now, how much does this all cost? You only have to pay $1 for every time that realtor clicks on your link. Well, they probably won't click on it more than once, but the key is it's $1 a click. We're getting way more mileage and traction out of Facebook ads than we are out of Google ads or anything else. You can create a budget. You could tell Facebook, I want to spend $1 a day. Okay, so as soon as they click on it once, you're done until you place another ad. So just think about it. If you're going to use it, let's keep it simple first. Just get a Facebook business page. That's it. Start writing something on it every couple days. I mean, there's nothing worse than having one and have nothing there. I mean, you can post, you can cut, you can paste, you can put video, you can put whatever you want on there. But remember, if your business page is free realtor marketing tips, what are you going to put on your Facebook page? Marketing tips for realtors. And where are you going to get those? Well, I'm going to give you a whole free source when we get done here. But the key is you've got an opportunity. All right, enough with Facebook. Now you've got two of the systems set up for yourself. And let's talk just for a minute about e-marketing, because I get a question. I get a lot of questions about the validity and is e-marketing worth it and all of that. So I am an e-marketer. I believe in e-marketing. I send out 7,000 emails every Friday. I use an outsourced service for them, but the key is I have experimented enough with emails to figure out how to get a little bit more mileage out of them. Let's put it that way. Overall, 90% of every marketing email never gets read. That's a statistic. I've found that if you're just sending out emails to realtors about rates or whatever, they're not even going to read them. We got to be a little bit more consistent, number one. And then we got to have something of value that we're sending out, number two. A couple of tips for your emails. And I think that it should have separate databases for your e-marketing. Maybe one database of your closed clients, prospects, referral sources, and another database just of realtors. I think as you e-market, it's almost two different messages. I would send realtors a different message than I might send an email to a closed client. So I think you have to have those, and again, they have to be in a marketable format. You can't have them on an Excel spreadsheet. That database, and there's plenty of really good databases, affordable. I mean, to start off, you could even have them in Outlook. And you could actually group them and do group emails from that. I can't. I couldn't send 7,000 emails from my Outlook. The Outlook police would definitely track me down. So a couple of ideas they're going to use. They keep your email short, number one. They have to be created in number 12 Arial, not bold. Why? I don't know. It just seems that it works. I have a lot better chance. A great subject line. Without a great subject line, they probably won't even get open. Subject line doesn't even have to have anything to do with your email. Subject line is the key. And now I guess it's content. And where do you get content? Well, it depends on who you're sending it to. If I'm sending an email a week to my realtor database, I probably have to have some news and some things that will be of interest to realtors. Content I generate from Google News Alert. And Google's News Alert is, I don't have time to search for content. You can go to Google News, you can put in a topic, and then let Google go do the work. They have a lot more time to search every internet and website on the planet for information you're looking for. As an example, you might go to Google News Alert and let them know I'd like articles on, realtor marketing ideas. And then every day, every other day, or once a week, you will get alerts and articles from Google on that particular topic. So you got all the content that you need. And often I'll find content and I'll send something to somebody and the subject line just says, I saw this and thought of you. And it may be an article that would be of interest to, again, realtors. So you got content. You've got a database, I suspect, I hope. If you don't, take a look at allclients.com. With an S, allclients.com. It's absolutely affordable, and it will do all the e-marketing you'll need forever. Now, if you want to kick it up one notch, all right, let's say you are doing some e-marketing, and to kick it up just a little bit, I suggest adding video to your email. Absolutely easy to do, almost free, and now think about this. Somebody opens up your email, and now it's a video of you. Nothing like having someone, it's like they're talking to you. They're like chatting with you, and you're sending them an email, and it just says, "Hey, I hope you find this article interesting. I did, pretty interesting these days. And don't forget me. I didn't forget you." Whatever you want to say. The vendor on that is MailView.com, mail, and then VU.com. Take a look at it. It's killer, and it will all you'd have to do is send a video email to your realtors. I almost guarantee. They will contact you just if nothing else, just to find out how'd you do that. What's the service? How do you do video on your email? Well, there you go. So now we've got content, and then it just has to be consistent. It's like your blog and your Facebook. If you're not going to put anything on there, don't set it up. If you can commit yourself to 10 minutes a couple of times a week, I think that's all it takes. Average realtors on Facebook over 90 minutes a day. That's too much, okay? All of a sudden, Facebook owns you. You don't have a Facebook account. But I think it's just keeping the content updated, and I think that's critical. All right, next strategy. I want to give you a couple of new ideas for utilizing QR codes. That's kind of a new thing. You know what it is. It's the little barcode that when it's scanned with a reader from a smartphone, it then turns into whatever you want it to be, a flyer, a testimonial, your website, a landing page, whatever you choose it to be. That's what it is on the phone of whoever scans your barcode, your QR code. But now, so that's nice. Okay, great. But now how do I use that as an automated marketing machine? That's what I see. It's not just, that's novel. I see a lot of QR codes on realtors' listings these days. On the sign, it might say scan here. That's nice, but as the realtors say, you can't follow up with those people that scan it. All you get is an email that says somebody scanned your QR code, but you don't know who it is. So we've got to get a little more creative, and I think I still like the concept. Why? It's free. It's novel. It's curious. It's a magnet. You lay around a QR code somewhere, post a flyer somewhere, somebody is going to scan it every time they see it. I think that's the kind of traction we're getting from it. We just have to look at what we can get in return. So let's start with, if it could be a video. You could sit in front of your computer and go to screener.com, screenr.com, and do a little 30-second video, not even 30 seconds. And turn it into a QR code. Now you have a little flyer, and all it is a QR code, and somebody scans it, and there you are, right on their phone. You come up and say, hi, Let's say it was, let's say you left it on a realtor's desk. Oh, they'll scan it, don't worry. If you left a flyer there, they'd just throw it away. But you leave one of these on their desk, you got to stay with me on this. This is too good. They're going to scan it, and all of a sudden then on their phone, here you are. Hi, gotcha. Bill Sparkman, I hope you're utilizing the QR code marketing today like we are to generate incredible results. If you'd like more information even about that, give me a call. You see, I can get to the realtor a lot of different ways. One is going to be having the lowest rates in the world. Well, that one's not going to work. I can do it by generating leads for them, information, ideas, marketing, and I think this is one that could definitely be that will definitely get them again to at least want to contact you for that. And then you just go do your thing. You see, you just need more realtor opportunities. You need more realtors to talk to. And one of the ways that we can make that happen is some of the automation we're talking about. It could be your website. They scan it and it goes right to your website. And then there's an audio welcome even on your website. How about a testimonial? It could be a testimonial. You know, Bill's the greatest loan officer in the world. If you guys are thinking of buying a home or refinancing your house, you got to call this guy. He's the best. What if it was just somebody doing a testimonial? How about putting the QR code on the back of your business card? This is pretty interesting. Yeah, you know, we were talking about personal branding, and that part of it is just your business card. And it has two sides, and most loan officers only use one side of it. Why don't you use the back and put a little QR code on the back? Now, it's just as easy to create. You got to go to Staples, though, and get the little stickers and run them through your printer so you can print them out and stick them on the back of your card. They don't have to be printed on the card. Now, if you put one on the back of your card, give me a break. Go throw those cards around everywhere you go. Somebody's going to scan that card. Now, remember, if you're saying, yeah, but I won't know who it is, well, give them something to remember you by. Get creative. And if it's on the back of your card, maybe it's just a video again of you. Maybe on the back of your card, it makes some sort of an offer. I have a free list of all distressed or foreclosed properties in the area. Give me a holler if you'd like a copy of that list. See, something where they'll want to take the next step. So I think you can get a little bit creative on that. But come on, QR code on the back of your business card. It's free. It's novel. It's today. It's technology. Come on. See, it's the free stuff that's like the layups. Okay, you can't miss the layups. The three-point shots, we'll see about that. But I think these we've got to take advantage of. Now, here's a way, and by the way, if you want to go look at all of that and create it as quickly as you can, as I'm even talking about it, just go to qrstuff.com. That's one place. It's the easiest one, and you'll see how simple it is. Now, for your realtor partners, realtor says to me, I've got 22 listings. I got to create a QR code for every one of these houses. Oh, my goodness, I'm already tired. I use a vendor where I share with my realtors. They can have one QR code for every one of their properties. You want to get their attention? Send that email out. That's the kind of email marketing that will turn into opportunities. Just that. Hi, give me a call if you'd like to take a look at my one QR code for all your listings rather than to have one for each or what have you. And again, that website's just oneqrcode.com. It's free. It includes text marketing with the QR code. Don't miss that. Mobile marketing today is where it's at. 86% of all Americans own a mobile phone, and 69% of all Americans are frequent texters. I already told you that 90% of Americans don't even open up a marketing email. So as we're looking at that, 97% of all texts are read. That's too large of a number to ignore. 83% of all texts are opened within 1 hour. Now compare that back to email marketing. And now, by the way, I'm not putting down email marketing. That's just another thing that we're doing to reach out. But the text that comes with the QR code, oh my goodness. You see, the text, I do capture their phone number, name, and their address. So just that, if this is all you got out of today, just that, you got to go share this with your realtors. I share it with them probably 4 days a week when I do seminars for realtors, and it absolutely knocks them out of their chair. So if you're thinking they all know this, they don't. Okay? How could you use this with your for sale by owner? Interesting. I'd take just this idea. You want to go get more for sale by owners? Set them up with a QR code, some text marketing that comes with it. Show them how to use that. And, you know, remember, we're trying to set up machines that generate leads 24/7. For me, that's what the for sale by owner is. Well, actually, even the realtor is, but we don't quite put it that way with them. But I could take their listings and turn them into little buyer factories for them just using QR codes and text marketing right off the bat. Next strategy. It is a, it's what I call the working business card. And that's actually the name of the vendor, workingbusinesscard.com. How would you like to have your own app for a smartphone? And no, you don't have to be Bill Gates. You don't have to be Microsoft or Google. Have your own app that you could give realtors, you could give your referral partners, you could give anybody. And how people, how would that make it look for others? You have your own app? Yeah, I have my own app. Your app would be called Loan Apps. That's just the name of your app. You could give it to a realtor or your referral sources. It has a suite of tools that come with it. And the biggest one starts with a customized page that's right in front of the realtor every time they open that app. And in that app includes payment calculators, home affordability calculators, rate sheet, well, if you, or the option of having them call for today's hot rate or whatever. It identifies every time somebody clicks on your app, you know who it was, what realtor. I mean, come on, this is another no-brainer. You talk about it, you have access to it by phone. It's got a mobile mortgage application. Consider the possibilities of you having your own app. I'm creating three apps for myself right now. Why? Well, you know, I started off selling cassette tapes, and then I went to selling CDs, and then I sold books, and well, now I'm going to be creating things on apps that I can sell and just give somebody the app. So I think I want you to look at this, workingbusinesscard.com, and then once again, letting the realtor community know that you are all about it. When it comes to ideas that are today, that are fresh, even that makes a message in itself. All right, number six, we're going to go backwards a little bit to sort of a low-tech idea, but one that's working incredibly good, and that's payment yard signs. This is might sound old news, but we're getting more probably response from our payment yard signs and payment flyers probably than we've ever done before. We've got realtors that are requesting the payment yard signs, and again, these signs just say, own this home for as little as $714 per month. Asterisk, compliance on the sign, all the rest of it. But the key is we get more calls on our payment signs than the realtors do on their for sale signs. And remember, we're in partnership with our realtors to generate more leads. We've got them to take all their flyer boxes out. And if they do have to use a flyer box, I've got a great program for property flyers that just show payments on the flyers as well as the pictures and the rest of it. So payment yard signs. You see, again, that's reverse prospecting. Somebody's calling you rather than you calling them. It falls under the heading of, I think that curiosity is the genius of all marketing, whether it's with your own app or a QR code, text marketing, your Facebook page. Everything that we've talked about creates curiosity. That payment sign now can be used for your for sale by owners as well. Now you've got the for sale by owner set up with a QR code. They're doing text marketing. He's got payment flyers and a payment yard sign. Come on. I don't know if he's going to sell his house. I have no idea, by the way. But I do know one thing. We're going to get a bunch of leads. And I tell the for sale by owner, I said, we're going to turn this place into a lead factory for you. I hope that one of these leads decide to buy your home. And the reason I'm giving you all this is because I'm hoping those that don't buy your house, I can do the financing on the one they do choose. But the key is you've got so much that you can offer that for sale by owner or the agent just from there. Next, what I call 24 talking ads. I want to give you a twist with that. This isn't new. This is call capture. Come on, we've been using it for 10 or 15 years. Somebody calls an 800 number. They listen to your message. You capture their phone call. That's not new. What is new is the way that we're following up. And I've called back some of those leads, like maybe some of you, and people sometimes are a little indignant, like, how'd you get my number? And they're like ticked off. You know, of course, they just called this 800 number. But anyway, it's like an intrusion. So what we're using now is an auto text back. Somebody calls your 800 call capture number from wherever it is. It could be your website, on your Facebook, in your e-marketing, on your QR code. This particular number of yours is everywhere that you want it to be. But rather than calling people back, there's an automatic text that goes back after they hang up. This has been pretty sweet. By the way, your realtors, they're all over this idea. Anything that's automated like this, I'm telling you, it has that. And by the way, the text can be anything you want it to be. The best one we're doing is we have it automatically text back, whether it's a FSBO or a agent's listing, you just said. If you would like to see pictures of the inside of that home, I'd be happy to send them to you. Just text me back your email address and I'll shoot you pictures. You're going to love that kitchen with the granite. So does that make sense? We make it, we didn't say, let's go see this house or call me to get pre-approved. Or, it just says, if you'd like some pictures, we'll send them to you. So it's a softer approach, but we're getting an incredible solid response from it. The vendor, one of the vendors, by the way, the one that I like because it's cheap and the price is right, is called Hotline America. And just take a look at Hotline America and then you dream that up. But I guarantee you got to run and talk to your realtors just about that. But, of course, while you're there, you might as well talk about everything else that can help them turn that listing or their listings into lead machines. Lastly, the subdivision websites, I think, are still really a great opportunity. And I say a subdivision website. That just means that the subdivision, let's say, that you live in, that you would sure like all the neighbors to know that you're the go-to guy for mortgages or go-to person, how do you get that message out? I guess you can go knock on doors or ride your bike around and see them on the weekend. But a subdivision website is pretty good. It is an off-the-shelf website. One of them is free, neighbors101.com. It's free, okay? It's really cool. It's got the whatever the subdivision's name is, ladparkcommunity.com. And then it's got the website, and of course, right off to the left, our preferred affiliates in that website, which is Mortgage, you. By the way, if you create a website for the subdivision, how'd you like to add one of your realtors on there? That wouldn't be a bad idea. Either one that already is in that subdivision, or calling one of your realtor partners and say, hey, I've created a website for the subdivision I live in. I'm looking for one realtor to put on there. Would you be interested? That's got to open a conversation. Come on. At least for having them say, what is that? How did you do that? Yeah, exactly. First of all, let's meet. I'm not going to go give every realtor all these ideas so they can go run to the lender they are using. You see, I don't care if they keep using the lender they've been using. Go ahead, use that guy. I just want to show you how I can help you generate more business from my leads. That's another whole topic. Our approach today is with listing agents. Rather than to go, hey, ditch that lender you've been using, I'm way better. I have better rates. I answer my phone. Forget all that. Keep using that goofball. All I want to do is set up my marketing systems in your listings, and how about I just get the loans from those, and, of course, you get the buyers. That's a pretty strong conversation. So I asked the realtor, by the way, can we put a featured home of the week on that little subdivision website? Anyway, I hope you're following this. This is pretty good. Let's see, who else do I want to add? Oh, I know. How about an insurance, my insurance partner? I can call him up and say, hey, I've got a website I've created for this particular subdivision. I'm looking for one preferred insurance agent to put on there. Are you interested? I mean, I could charge him for that. In fact, there's another vendor called Neighborhood Link, LINK.com. I think that one's like $19 a month. The other one's free. So I go to my insurance guy and say, hey, for $20 a month, I'll put you right on the website. I ain't paying for it. Let him pay for it. Anyway, you get the concept. Take a look at that. That, again, positions you automatically, robotically, in right in front of the right eyes of the people, and I think that could be part of it. By the way, you could put one of these together in, what, 5, 10, 15 subdivision? Go to a realtor in every subdivision that you think is the hot realtor for that area? I mean, this is pretty good. I want you to take a look at that. Everything we've talked about here also can be used on your Craigslist, eBay classifieds, which is almost as good as Craigslist anymore. Backpage, they're all places that you can do your own consumer direct advertising for free, utilizing, how about putting a QR code on a Craigslist ad? Come on. How about putting a text number? Text this number for a free list of all foreclosures in this area. Now, I'm only saying that. It tends to be something everybody's interested in for some reason. But again, it's got a text number. Are you kidding me? They just text it, and you got to get their email to send it back. Anyway, play on that idea. So these ideas, again, can be used, number one, for you to generate a business through your consumer direct marketing channels. Maybe it's for sale by owners or your direct marketing or your e-marketing or what have you, so that you can come up with a pre-approved buyer and deliver it to an agent. That's probably the only thing they really want anyway. So it's for that reason, number one. And number two, it's for helping the listing agents today generate a factory of buyers from the listing that they have. And I can tell you only from my experience, that is a huge subject today of interest for every realtor that I speak to at about those four or five seminars a week. All right. Summary. If you got one idea on it out of this, one nugget, hurry up and act on it. Go look at some of these websites. Go look at MailView. Look at Lender Homepage, whatever it is. But start to move forward. Get a QR code. It's free. Have some fun with it. If you go to QRStuff.com, you'll see that all you have to do is come up with, I mean, all I did was type in the URL from my website, hit print, and out came the QR code. All I had to do was, I laminated it, and I took about 50 flyers to a convention I recently spoke at, and I just started leaving them all over the hotel on the chairs and stuff. You can imagine how many people. See, that is the kind of thing that I think we got to do to step up. Now, for you, I'd create one and leave it at a bunch of real estate offices and have some fun with it. But you'll see that. But you see, you have to make this call worthwhile and move quickly to get into action. I think sometimes there's too big of a gap between a new idea and actually implementation. And the wider that gap, the less chance you have of ever implementing anything from a session like this. So get into action. Now, for all of you on the call today, I'm going to give you access free to my members-only backroom training and marketing resource center. Back in that back room, and it's password protected, so you'll have to get the username and password from whoever invited you on the call today. All I need basically is just your email, your business, your company name, and your name, and I'll give you the username and password. And in there, you're going to find a 24/7 on-demand audio library, all my marketing tools and articles and reports and things that you can use for some of the things that we talked about today. So that'll be my gift for you for taking the time out to join in today. So I hope you'll utilize that to the best that you have. I believe in everything I said today. I'm using it currently. If you have any questions, shoot me an email. Go to my website, BillSparkmanTheCoach.com, and you'll see that I'm behind all this, and I will share. Now, if you email me every day, that's called coaching, okay? But other than that, I will give you any access to anything that I know. With that, everybody, go out. Make it a great week. I will look forward to our next business building session sponsored by Security National Mortgage. Thanks, everybody.